Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting sixth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth, the DH, Dick Davis. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield bunts towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field. Brauhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to second. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-0 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gantner. Sofield moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodwin moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Mark Brailhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brailhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Brailhard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brailhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brailhard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brailhard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.